This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. Pleasure today to talk to Dr. Sherry Stiles Walker, and she has an important role in our community, helping women and men too, but we're talking for women especially because of heart disease. And it's the number one thing that takes the lives of women more than any other disease. So I'm going to ask her about that. And of course, we're talking about it because maybe this is your nudge that you do something different. So Dr. Walker, thank you for your time. Why is it, and is that really true, that it's the number one thing that takes the lives of women more than any other disease? Is that really accurate?
Yes, that is accurate. Each year, 350,000 Americans die from cardiac arrest. And globally, cardiac arrest claims more lives than colorectal cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer, influenza, pneumonia, auto accidents, HIV, firearms, and house fires combined.
What?
And about 90% of people who experience cardiac arrest or outside of a hospital may die.
That's incredible.
So, yes, and we're challenging everyone to be the beat because women, unfortunately, are less likely to receive CPR, partly because people fear accusations of inappropriate touching or injuring a person. So it's so important that we as women get trained in CPR so that we can save a life.
So true. And the fear of doing something might cause someone to lose their life. We don't want to be the ones standing by because we're not sure. We'd rather be aware. So the more we know, the better we're equipped to help someone else or someone that we love, somebody close to us. And so we've seen this now in the news. And DeMar, you know, the fact that here's a sports guy that was healthy and it happened to him. We never know when this can happen. Why do you think it is important for us as individuals, not just the medical field, to know how important it is to do CPR?
The bottom line, learning CPR will help save lives. And if you're called to do CPR, you're likely going to be saving the life of someone that you love.
What does it take to learn this? Do we need to go to a whole class? Does it take a week-long session? How easy is it or difficult to learn true CPR?
You know, to learn the hands-only CPR, it can be as simple as plugging into a video at heart.org/hands-only CPR. You can equip yourself with that technique in watching that video alone. And then our event that comes up in May, we will be teaching people how to do CPR.
Well, we are excited about that because we know that then we can be in person, and especially for women to do that. And with you learning how to do this, you will just feel like you have the knowledge to be able to help save a life. And for women, let's call that out, Dr. Walker, how important it is for us as women to know more about this.
Yes, because so often women, we just forget to put ourselves on the list. So important that women recognize the importance of learning CPR because we will save a life. And if anything happens while we're out with a friend or a family member or even in the community, we have the power to be fearless and to save a life.
We are thrilled to talk about it. And I think the more we talk about it, the more we know. And have you noticed that, doctor, that when people talk about it, the more they feel inclined to help someone else?
Very true. And the more that you get yourself familiar with it and practice, and maybe in groups of friends, you learn these techniques, you'll be ready if that situation were to ever occur.
And we hope it doesn't, but if we all know how to do CPR, then we can help save a life. So Dr. Sherry Stiles Walker, thank you, friend, for your investment and time in helping teach us. Bless you for what you're doing.
Thank you, Melissa. You are going to be a blessing to our community and beyond.
If you want to know more about this, we'll connect you again to all this information and the American Heart Association. On my Conversations link, you can go there right now at star883.com.